Now this morning I want to take you to the book of Ephesians in a way that will hopefully set us up for the camp that is to come this week.
今天早上我要带领大家来看以弗所书，希望看了这段经文之后，我们能够预备好参加营会。
And we might very well ask ourselves the question, a very fundamental question, why do we even come together like this week after week? Why do we participate in a church?
我们可能会问一个非常基本的问题，就是我为什么每个星期都来到教会呢？
We could say that we enjoy the fellowship and the company with one another. That would be true.
我们可能可以说，因为我们很享受与彼此之间的交通还有团契，这个可能是真的。
We come together to be taught God's word and to respond to it. That would be true.
我们来到是为了要学习神的话，而且要对神的话做出反应，这个也是真的。
The teaching of God's word helps us live better lives and things like that. We could say those kinds of things.
神的话会教导我们，让我们的生活更加的有进步，还有等等等等的，我们都能够这么说。
But that to say those things would really be to miss the central point of why the church exists.
可是所说的这一切，其实都错过了教会的这个中心。
As we come to the book of Ephesians, we find that there is that God has a supernatural and an eternal purpose for what goes on in the local church.
当我们来到以弗所书的时候，我们会看见神对地方教会有一个超凡还有永恒的计划。
When we think about being a Christian, sometimes we tend to think about that as what it means to us individually.
当我们想到自己身为一个基督徒的时候，常常都是在考虑对个人有什么样子的影响。
What did Christ do for me, and what can Christ do for me? We tend to think about it in the first person singular.
基督为我做了什么？他能够为我做什么？常常都是想着我。
And while there's truth to that, it's to think of it only in individual terms would be to miss the greater purpose of God in bringing the church to pass.
可是如果你常常都是以自我为中心的话，你就会错过了神对教会的计划。
You see, God not only saved us individually to be a part of His kingdom, He saved us so that we would be a part of His church and that we would share in life together with other Christians.
因为神拯救我们，不只是个人，将我们个人放进他的国度里，他也将我们所有的基督徒放进他的教会。
And we need to think rightly about being a Christian. A Christian is not someone who has simply decided to take up a new religion or to turn over a new leaf and try to live a better life.
所以我们必须给这个基督徒做一个正确的定义，一个基督徒不只是一个决定了信靠另一个信仰的人。
No, if you're a Christian here today, you're a Christian because it was God's purpose from all of eternity for you to be a Christian and for you to be saved.
不是的，因为如果你是一个基督徒的话，其实神在亘古的时候已经决定了要拯救你。
And God saved you with the purpose to make you part of a bigger body.
神拯救你也有另外一个目的，就是要将你放入他的身体中。
He calls you to be a Christian not in isolation, but part of a broader community of other Christians. It is part of His eternal design.
他呼召你成为一个基督徒，不是一个独自的基督徒，而是要成为一个团体的基督徒，因为这个是神在永恒里的设计。
And so we meet as Christians because that's what God intends for us to do. It is the means by which He causes us to grow in Christ, and we are meant to grow together, not by ourselves.
所以神赐给我们这个基督徒的身份，是要叫我们都在以基督徒的身份聚集在一起，一同在基督里成长，而不是个人独自的成长。
And there's something really remarkable about our shared Christianity. God saves us in the same way, and yet there are differences between each one of us.
我们来到基督 我们在考虑我们自己身为基督徒的时候是非常奇妙的，因为神是通过同样的途径来拯救我们，不过却是每个人都不一样。
Look at Ephesians chapter 4 beginning in verse 1.
我们看以弗所书第四章从第一节开始。
What this passage is about to say to us is that there should be unity in the church, beginning in verse 1.
这段经文教导我们在教会里必须合一。
Paul says, Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love,being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
See, the fact that we share a common salvation means that there should be unity and harmony in our relationships within the church.
我们既然有一个共同的救恩，就代表着我们在教会里面也必须要有和平还有合一。
And you and I have a responsibility to contribute to that unity and not be divisive when we gather together as Christians.
你跟我来到教会的时候都有责任来维持这一种合一，而不是要将教会分裂。
And our unity is based on profound spiritual realities that far transcend our individual lives and our individual preferences.
我们的合一是非常深厚的真实属灵情况，而不是靠着我们自己本身的个人喜好。
Look at what the apostle says in verses 4 through 6.
让我们看保罗所写的从第四到第六节。
He says, There is one body and one spirit.Just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
So Paul says that we have the same Lord, we have the same Christ who suffered for us, we have the same Spirit dwelling within us. There should be a unity that marks our lives in the body of Christ.
所以保罗是说，既然我们有同样的一个主，同样的一个为我们受苦的耶稣基督，还有同样的一个圣灵，所以我们在生命里必须要合一。
And yet, there is something very important that distinguishes us that we are to understand so that we each make our contribution to life in the body of Christ.
可是有一些事情将我们的不同给画出来，我们也必须要明白这一些事实。
And it's that those differences that we want to talk about here today from verse 7, which reads, But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
我们每个人都有不同之处，就是第七节告诉我们的，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Now I see a lot of new faces here from the last time that I was here. It's good to see new people here as part of this church.
自从我上一次的到来，还有这一次我发现了有许多的新面孔，而且也很高兴看见有新人。
Some of what I have to say may be a little bit new to you.
所以我所讲的有一些你们会觉得很新鲜。
Some, for those of you that have been a part of this church for a long time, some of this may just be a review of things that you already know.
如果你是来到这间教会有相当长的时间，我所讲的可能只是让你做一个复习。
But when we think about being a part of a church, we need to realize that there is a privilege that is involved in being a part of a church, and yet there is also responsibility that comes with being part of a church.
当我们成为教会的一份子的时候，我们必须要了解到，不只是带有特权，也带有这责任。
It is God's design to bless you in the life of a church.
神的计划是要通过教会的生命来祝福你。
And it is also God's intention for you to contribute to the life of the body with the way that He has made you.
神的目的也是要按着他所造你的方式，让你在教会的生命做出贡献。
And so Paul here in this verse, in verse 7, is helping us to understand what it is that each of us should be thinking about what we bring to the life of the local church.
所以保罗在写第七节的时候，他的目的就是要让我们每个人都知道，我们带着不同的事物来到教会的生命有什么贡献呢？
And what he says in this verse is that each one of us has received a different measure of a gift from God that he intends for us to use to serve the other believers in the church.
保罗这里所写的是照着基督所量给个人有不同的恩赐，我们必须要用这不同的恩赐来到教会来侍奉其他的弟兄姐妹。
It's easy to look at the people who are up front or to look at the pastor and think that the pastor is the one who has the primary responsibility to advance the life of the church and to make everything come together.
我们很容易的去看那些站在讲台上，尤其是牧师的这个工作，我们会看着牧师的工作就是要来建造信徒。
The pastor does have a particular role to play, but you and I have our own responsibility to serve, and Paul is explaining that to us here in this passage.
当然牧师有责任必须要带领着教会，可是你跟我都有我们自己所需要尽的责任。
And when you understand that you have a part to play, then you are going to be better positioned to serve and to carry out the purpose of God for your involvement in this local church.
当你明白到你自己有责任，而且有一份工作必须要做的时候，你就会了解到你自己在教会里必须做些什么。
And what I'm about to say is very, very important for your understanding.
我将要说的对你来说是非常重要的。
Scripture teaches us that the Lord Jesus Christ gifts each one of his children with something that they are to use for the common good of all of the believers in their church.
圣经教导我们，神赐恩赐给每一个所属他的儿女，让这些人能够用这个恩赐来在教会侍奉。
And so that's what we're going to look at today, is to understand how it is that you are to participate in the life of the church with what Christ has given you to serve with.
所以今天我们要看的就是这一个，让你能够明白神或者基督赐给你的恩赐是为了让你在教会的生命里面能够参与。
And so what we're going to do today, we're going to answer three questions about what Christ has given to you as a Christian so that you can understand and seek out your role of serving in the church.
所以我们今天要看三个问题，当你给这三个问题有答案之后，你就会明白你在教会里扮演的是什么角色。
And everything that we say today is going to be focused there on that one verse that I read earlier, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7.
所以我们今天所讲的都是从以弗所书第四章第七节来的。
And I just preached these things recently to my own church, and our church is very much like Grace Bible Fellowship.
我最近才对我的教会讲这堂道，我们的教会就像是恩道堂一样。
We're a new church, and we're just kind of still coming together and starting to understand some preliminary basic things. And your church is a little further along than ours, but we still need to understand together these things that Christ says about the way that we are to serve.
我在美国的教会是一间新生的教会，我们来到一起，还有许许多多基要的道理必须要讲。你们的教会只不过是走前我们一步罢了。
And so here is the first question for today. Who receives a gift?
所以我们今天问的第一个问题就是谁得到这个恩赐？
Who receives a gift? Paul says in verse 7 that every Christian has a gift with which they are to serve in the local body.
谁得到这个恩赐呢？保罗在第七节那里告诉我们，每一个基督徒都得到一个恩赐，让我们在地方教会这里侍奉。
Look at verse 7 with me again. Paul says, to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
让我们再看第七节，我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Paul says that every believer receives something from Christ so that they may contribute to the overall functioning of the body of Christ.
保罗在告诉我们，每一个基督徒都从耶稣基督那里得到一份恩赐，让我们在教会里的这个操作能够做一种贡献。
Now you may be the newest Christian that's in the church, and if so, this has something to say to you.
你可能是在教会里面一个新接受主的基督徒。
That even you, as a young Christian, God has given you something that is going to enable you to make the overall good of the church better than it was if you were not here.
不过就算你是一个新的基督徒，神也赐给你一种恩赐，让你在教会里能够做出贡献，使众人得益。如果没有你是不行的。
It's really remarkable. The New Testament makes a big point of this many, many times, and I want to take you to a few passages so that you will see this and understand.
新约非常奇妙的不断重复这同一个真理，我们要看不同的经文来证明这个。
So I invite you to turn to Romans chapter 12 to see this in another passage of scripture.
所以我请大家翻到罗马书第十二章，我们看另一段经文。
So you can either turn in your Bible or scroll on your iPad to Romans chapter 12, verse 6.
所以请我们翻到罗马书第十二章第六节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 says this.Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy according to the proportion of his faith, if service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
罗马书十二章第六节，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着定心的程度说预言；或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导；或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
Paul says, we each have grace given to us.
保罗说，我们每一个人都有得到恩典。
Each one of us that is here, that has been born again by the Spirit of God, God has given us grace, by which he means that he's given us abilities with which to serve within the body of Christ.
我们每一个在这里受圣灵重生的人，保罗说，你们都有恩典能够侍奉耶稣基督的身体，这个恩典就是代表着每一个人都有不同的能力。
Now that's very encouraging and even glorious.
这个是非常值得会鼓励我们，而且是非常荣耀的。
That each one of us has been received something from Christ, and therefore we have a part to play. There is something for us to do and a way for us to serve that is in accordance with the way that God has made us.
我们每一个人都从基督那里得到了一种恩赐，让我们在教会里都有不同的方面能够侍奉。
And so that's encouraging. You matter to the body of Christ.
所以这个是能够鼓励你的，就是你对基督的身体是非常重要的。
At the same time, there is a sense of responsibility that that brings to us.
同时间，这一种事实也带给我们一个责任。
Christ has given something to you, and he intends for you to use it. That means that one day he will hold you accountable for the way that you manifested faithfulness to the body of Christ.
耶稣基督赐给你恩赐，你如何的运用这个恩赐，有一天你必须要向基督交账。
Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, where this is also shown.
请打开圣经到哥林多前书12章第7节，同样的真理也在这里看见。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says, To each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
哥林多前书12章7节说，圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
And so Paul is writing this letter in Corinth to a body of believers, to Christians.
保罗写哥林多前书是写给哥林多教会的信徒。
And what does he say about our topic here today in this verse?
在这一节，保罗对于我们今天的主题有什么说法呢？
He says, to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit.
圣灵显在个人身上。
And so, for those of us that are Christians, to each one of us, God has given something that we are to use for the common good.
如果我们是基督徒的话，我们必须要知道，神赐给我们每个人有恩赐，为的是使众人得益。
You know what that does to us as we gather together week by week in the body of Christ?
你知道对我们来说，每个星期来到教会有什么样子的含义吗？
It changes our whole perspective of why we are here.
它会让我们看见我们来的目的到底是什么。
God saved you to bring you into the church so that you would be a servant to other believers who are here.
神拯救你，将你放入教会，是要叫你作为其他在这里的仆人。
Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 4 where you also see this.
我们打开到彼得前书第四章，也看到同样的教导。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10 says, As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
彼得前书四章第十节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Peter says, you've received a special gift from God as a Christian.
彼得说，你从神那里，如果你是基督徒的话，你从神那里得到了特别的恩赐。
He says, you use it to serve one another.
你必须用这个恩赐来彼此服侍。
Recognize that you've been given this as something that you are to use to the glory of God in the way that he has appointed.
而且你必须明白，你得到这个恩赐，为的是要荣耀神。
Now, I don't know a whole lot about the nature of the broader church culture in Singapore beyond the walls of Grace Bible Fellowship, but I imagine that it's something like it is in America.
我除了对恩道堂有所认识，我对新加坡其他的教会不是说很认识，不过我相信跟美国的教会没有什么差别。
See, the philosophy of ministry that is common in our day conditions us to think in a self-centered way about church.
今天教会的有许许多多的教会让人的想法都给改变了，他们来到教会有这样的一个想法。
Great big churches with a seeker-sensitive model have told people that you tell us what you want out of ministry and we will give it to you.
有许许多多的巨型教会告诉人们，你们来到教会，让教会知道你需要的是什么，我们就会给你供应。
There's something very subtle about that philosophy that distorts the whole nature of what a church should be.
这一种这样的想法，其实已经将教会应该如何给歪曲了。
See, you and I are conditioned now to ask.What does that church have to offer me?
现在你跟我来到教会都会问这个问题，就是教会能够给我什么？
Sometimes people on the fringe will say, should I go to such and such a service? I'm not sure that I'll get anything out of it.
有些时候你会听见人家问，我应该去这一个教会吗？因为我不知道从那里我能够得到什么。
Well, brothers and sisters in Christ,You and I need to recognize the selfishness of that kind of thinking.
弟兄姐妹啊，你们必须要明白这种这样的想法是非常自私的。
Our mindset when we come together as Christians should not be what can I get, but what can I give.
如果基督徒来到一起的时候，我们的态度不应该是我能够得到什么，而是我能够给什么。
You see, as a very fundamental matter, Christ places us in the church with unique abilities. We serve Christ by serving our fellow believers with the abilities that God has given to us.
这个其实是非常基本的，因为当耶稣基督赐给我们不同的恩赐，也将我们放在教会里面，他是要我们通过侍奉弟兄姐妹来侍奉他。
And so we all have a part to play. You and I each have something to do, which is not going to be the same. It will be different from person to person.
所以你跟我还有每个人都有一份工作必须要做，而且这一份工作都是不同的。
Now there's a second question that our passage answers for us, and it is this. What is the gift?
这段以弗所书的经文也为我们回答了第二个问题。第二个问题就是这个是什么恩赐？
We've answered the question who receives the gift, and that's each one of us who are a Christian. Now we answer the question, what is the gift that has been given to us?
我们已经回答了第一个问题，就是谁得到恩赐？这个答案就是每一个基督徒。第二个问题就是这个恩赐是什么？
Go back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 now.
我们回到以弗所书四章七节。
And let's look at the verse again. Paul says that grace has been given to us.
保罗在这里写，我们个人蒙恩。
He says in verse 7, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Now, those of you that have been around biblical teaching for any period of time, when you hear the word grace, you tend to think of it in terms of God giving us grace for our salvation.
如果你是有常常听圣经的教导的话，你可能会非常的熟悉恩典是什么。我们常常都会觉得恩典就是神给我们的救恩。
God showed undeserved favor to us and forgave us all of our sins when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候，神赐给我们不配得的恩典，让我们能够得救。
But what I want you to see is that Paul is using the term grace differently here in verse 7. It has a different significance than what we normally think.
不过我要你们看见保罗在第七节这里所讲的恩跟我们所想象的这个救恩其实是不一样的。
Here in the context of the way that we serve in the church, Paul is saying this.
在这里的背景是我们如何的在教会里侍奉。
Grace here means that each Christian is fitted with the power and the capability to serve the body in some way.
所以这里讲的恩就是指每一个信徒都有神所赐的能力来侍奉耶稣基督的身体。
One writer said this, and I quote, he said, within the unity of the body, each member has a distinct service to render for the effective functioning of the whole. The ability to perform this service is due to the grace that is given by the ascended Christ to each one.
有一个作者这么写，他说在教会里的合一，每一个信徒都有独一的事工，他能够通过这个独一的事工使得教会有效的操作，这一个能力其实就是恩典。
Yeah, and so what that means for you and me is that each one of us, we share in the overall functioning of the body.
对于你还有我而言，就是说我们每一个人在教会整体的操作都扮演一份角色。
The pastor isn't supposed to do it all.
牧师不是应该完全的做这一切。
A small group of leaders isn't supposed to do it all.
这一个责任也不只是交给一小组的领导人。
Each one of us are supposed to contribute to the well-being of the body.
我们每一个人都必须对 耶稣基督身体的这一个益处做出贡献。
And every role is important, whether it's something that is open and up front, or if it's things that are done outside of human view.
无论是什么样子的角色，是在公开的每个人看得见，或者是在幕后的可能看不见，都是非常重要的。
Does this sound a little bit new to some of you?
这个对你们来说是不是新鲜的呢？
Well, if it does, let me encourage you to just start your thinking here at a very simple, at a very simple level.
如果你听起来是新鲜的话，我想鼓励你们要从这样的来开始思想。
You are meant to be a participant, not a spectator in the life of the church.
你的责任是要参与教会的生命里，而不是作为一个旁观者。
We share in relationships and we share in activities together that contribute to the overall life of the body.
我们在关系上还有在活动上都必须要参与，这样的话才能够在达到教会的合一。
This is God's design for us.
这个是神为我们的设计。
This is not something optional.
这个不是你能够选择的。
You see, God saved you and called you out of the world to be a part of His church.
神拯救你，将你从世界呼召出来，为了是让你成为教会的一份子。
This is what, and God, by saving you in the Lord Jesus Christ, now He owns you. You belong to Him. You are supposed to be and do what He commands you to do.
神拯救你。你已经不是属于自己的了，你现在是属于神的，所以你欠他，你必须要听从他的教训。
Well, as part of that, as part of God's lordship over our lives, we're to understand that the life of the local church is meant to be a priority in our affections and what we do.
所以当我们明白了耶稣基督拯救我们的原因，我们就会发现教会的生活应该在我们的生命里得到优先权。
When I was speaking on these things to my own church just a few weeks ago, I told them that you cannot arrive late, sit in the back, and leave without talking to anyone and actually be obedient to Christ. That is not the right way to approach life in the church.
我在好几个星期前对我的教会讲这一堂道的时候，我告诉他们，你们不能够迟到早退，不能够坐在后头，不与其他人交谈，这样的做法是不对的。
So somehow you are commanded by God and you are gifted by God to be a part of the overall life of the church. You have a role to play even as the newest Christian in the body of Christ.
神不只是命令你，神也赐给你恩赐，让你在教会里，在基督徒生命里扮演着不同的角色。
You have to be involved because that is the only way that you can obey the biblical command to contribute to the overall good of the people of God.
你必须要参与，因为只有这样你才能够顺服这个圣经给你的命令还有教导。
Do you know how to know what your gift is?
你要知道如何发现自己的恩赐是什么吗？
Do you know how to find out where it is that you are supposed to serve in the body of Christ?
你要如何知道在基督身体里应该在什么地方侍奉呢？
Back across the ocean in the place that I come from, there are many places where you can get very long questionnaires about, and you answer all of these different questions about what you like to do and all of this, and that questionnaire is supposed to tell you what your spiritual gift is.
在我来自的美国，有一些地方会给你一个非常长的问卷，当你回答了所有的问题，比如你的喜好等等，你就能够知道你自己是有什么恩赐，应该在哪里侍奉。
If you've ever seen a questionnaire like that, let me tell you one thing to help you understand them.
如果你有看过这样的问卷的话，让我告诉你一件事实。
They are a complete unbiblical waste of time.
这些都是浪费时间，而且是不符合圣经的。
If you ever get one of those, just drop it in the waste basket and don't worry about it anymore.
如果你是 真的受到这样的问卷的话，你应该立刻把它丢掉，也不要再关心它。
That's not at all how we find our place in the body of Christ and how it is that we are to serve.
我们在教会里有什么样子的侍奉岗位，或者是有什么恩赐，不是这样发现的。
You don't. That's not how we do it. The Lord Jesus Christ makes your giftedness known to you and to the rest of the body through your desires, through your ability, and through the opportunities that you have to serve.
耶稣基督是通过你的自己的心思，还有你的能力跟机会，来让你发现你的侍奉岗位跟恩赐在哪里。
If you're not involved in serving in this church, there's a very easy way for you to get started.
如果你还未参与这间教会的侍奉，你能够从这里开始。
It makes perfect sense and it's very easy to do.
这是非常合理而且很容易做的。
Go to your pastor, go to some of the leaders in the church and simply say what needs to be done.
你应该找牧师或者是教会的领导人谈，问他们有什么需要做的吗？
And when they tell you what needs to be done, you ask yourself, is that something that I could do? Do I have the ability to do that?And if you do, go do it. That is the giftedness that Christ has given to you for this time in the life of your church.
当他们告诉你这个某某地方需要做些什么的时候，你就问几个问题：我有能力做得到这件事吗？如果答案是有，你就应该去做。这样的话，你就开始侍奉了。
It's not complicated, and it's simply within the realm of your desires, ability, and what needs to be done.Serve in that way.
这个完全的不复杂，而且如果是在你的欲望还有在你的能力范围当中，你就必须去做。
And as you serve in that way, be faithful over time, and other opportunities will open up to you as well.
当你开始这么做的时候，通过长久的你忠心，你就会有更多的机会能够侍奉。
And so that's how we do it. We just gather together and we see what the needs are done.And in humility and in love, we serve one another with what we are able to do.
我们就是应当这样的做。当我们来到聚集的时候，我们应该观看有什么需要做的，我们就谦卑的去做。
Now, if that seems a little too mundane to excite you, let's go to the third question and work that out in our mind as well.
如果你觉得这样好像是非常简单，不让你兴奋的话，我们现在就要问第三个问题。
We've asked the question, who receives the gift? And we've seen that each one of us receives a gift.
我们问的第一个问题就是谁得到这个恩赐，答案就是每个人都得到。
We've answered the question, what is the gift? It's the ability from Christ to serve for the common good.
第二个问题就是这个恩赐是什么？答案就是耶稣基督赐给我们的能力，为的是众人得益。
And now thirdly, we ask the question, who gives the gift?
我们现在问的第三个问题就是谁赐这个恩赐呢？
This is what makes it all so very sweet, so very special, and motivates us to do it well to the glory of God.
当我们明白了这个答案的时候，我们就会发现有多么的甜蜜，而且会激发我们要去让做这一切，让神得荣耀。
The giver of the gift is Jesus Christ Himself.
赐恩的就是耶稣基督。
Look at verse 7 again, where it says, "To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift."
我们回到第七节，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
And here's what we need to see, beloved, as we consider what this means for us in the life of our local church.
亲爱的，当我们在想象我们在教会里扮演的是什么角色，这一个是非常重要的。
Some people teach, some people serve.
有些人教导，有些人侍奉。
Some people are merciful, some people provide administrative help.
有些人行政，有些人施怜悯。
Maybe some people serve in music in ways that I certainly could never do.
有些人在音乐上侍奉是一些我完全做不到的。
here's what we need to see, and this will really open up the mind of Christ to you as you understand and think through what it means to be part of a local church.
当我们思想在教成为教会一份子是什么含义的时候，我们能够看见耶稣基督的心思。
All of those differences in the way what you're able to do and what your pastor is able to do is different from what I can do or what Chi Ping might be able to do. It's all different.
这些不同的事物，每个人有不同的这个恩赐，牧师有不同的恩赐，我还有志平都有不同的这个事工，这些都完全不同的。
And see, it's not that one gift is better than another.It's that Christ gives all of us different things to do and different abilities so that together we work together for the common good and we all benefit by the contribution that each person makes.
这里没有一个恩赐是比其他恩赐好的，其实所有的恩赐都是耶稣基督赐给每个人，为的是使众人得益。
Christ gives a unique blend of spiritual ability to every Christian so that each one of us would contribute to the overall good of the body.
耶稣基督已经调配好了这每一个人所得的恩赐，赐给大家，让每一个人对身体都能够做出贡献。
And because Christ is the one who has gifted you, you are responsible to him.To employ it and use it in the way that he intends for you in the life of this body.
因为耶稣基督就是赐恩的那一位，所以每一个人都必须向他交账。
And you know what's really cool?
你知道什么是非常酷的吗？
Besides the air conditioning.
除了空调之外。
Is that...As we each do our simple parts, Christ is working this together to cause each one of us to grow spiritually.
当我们每一个人做我们应该做的，耶稣基督其实是在用这一切来使我们个人成长。
As you do your part, I benefit from it, and I grow from your contribution. As I do my part, you benefit from it, and you grow as a result.
当你做你分内应该做的时候，我也因着这样能够成长。当我做分内应该做的，你也应该因着这样而成长。
And so each one of us participates and contributes to the spiritual growth of the others that are around us.
所以我们每一个人都参与着其他人在属灵上的成长。
Matters of eternal spiritual good come from your faithfulness to serve in the body of Christ.
你今天忠心的在基督身体里的侍奉，会使其他人永恒的属灵成长是做出贡献。
And Paul makes this clear in verses 15 and 16 of Ephesians chapter 4.
保罗在以弗所书第四章十五跟十六节那里就讲得非常清楚。
Watch this. This kind of is the capstone of everything that we're saying here in verse 15. Paul says, But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part,causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
四章十五节，这里其实总结了我们刚才所说的一切，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与元首基督全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按其职，照这个体的功用彼此相助。便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
As each one of us does our part, the whole body benefits from it and receives the spiritual growth that Christ intends for His people to know.
当我们每个人都做好分内的工作的时候，整个身体就会得到耶稣基督所要的这个成长。
And so you kind of have an important question to answer yourself as we come to an end here this morning.
当我们来到总结的时候，你们每一个人都必须要问自己这个问题。
The question is whether you're going to do your part or not.
问题就是你要不要做好自己分内的事情呢？
When you do your part, other people benefit from it, and they grow from your unselfish service in the body of Christ.
当你不自私地侍奉基督的身体时，你做好你分内的工作时，其他的人就会得到长进。
If you withhold your contribution and you stand back and you're not participating, then the body suffers as a result from your selfishness and unwillingness to serve.
当你退一步不肯侍奉，而且不肯用你的恩赐的时候，身体就会有所不健全。
I know that from my many years here, I know that many of you, if not most of you, serve, and I'm grateful for the way that you unselfishly serve the body. I know that it benefits everyone who is a part of Grace Bible Fellowship.
在这么多年来，我知道在这恩道堂里有许许多多的人都不断的侍奉。虽然不是所有的人都侍奉，不过在那些许多不自私的侍奉当中，有很多人都得到长进。
And for the rest of you, I just pray that God would help you see the priority that Christ Himself places on the church, so that you would respond in a way that is worthy of the Lord who gave His life for you.
对其他的人，我现在希望你们能够看见耶稣基督对教会所看的重要性，这样的话，你就会为这耶稣基督的缘故来侍奉教会。
Let us pray together.
让我们同心祷告。
Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you unselfishly gave your life for your people. We thank you that you laid down your own shed blood for the redemption of our souls.And brought us into the body of Christ and saved us and secured our souls for all of eternity. In light of your unselfish service, dear Lord, we pray that you would help us also to serve your body as you served them. Father, help us to do our part, to see what we can do, and then to do it in the strength that you supply, so that we might contribute to the growth and the maturityof our fellow believers in Christ. We pray that you would bless our week ahead, that we would have a wonderful time of joy and fellowship and growing in your word. May we use all of this opportunity, Father, to the glory of God, in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.